Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show, and we're talking about reinvention and Fairfield County women and information that women need.
Women want.
No, women, what women want, need, Dennis. But don't know they need it.
And here's where to find it.
Okay.
But you were very clear on your website as to what you're not, which I thought was a very, another refreshing statement. So what should we not expect from this magazine?
What you should not expect is placement ads. Although sometimes my salespeople do slip, we try to make sure that everybody has content and useful content. Some things like the sports center, how much content can you get with the sports center, except we have all of this wonderful thing. What we're not is political. What we're not is religious, because those things just kind of clutter up people's minds. Although they may be informative, they're not biased, and that's what we are. We're objective, and we're educational, and we don't need that kind of stuff in our paper.
What's very interesting as far as the age group, because that's quite a range of 25 to 65.
It's called working age range.
It is.
It really is. And 65, a lot of...
You can go back to 18, because some people do start working at 18, but a lot of people start working at 22 when they graduate from college. So 25 is an appropriate age. And then 65 is retirement age, Dawn.
Well, actually, my first job, I was 16. I couldn't drive yet to get there, but I had the job. That's the important thing. Anyway, let's just talk a little bit more, too, with the different industries that you would like to see represented, in particular out of a long list. Any ones that might be coming up in the near future, or that you see some very specific changes and trends happening?
We do. I'm always thinking about what to put in there in the future. We have a business-to-business section. I'd love to see that grow. I think that's very important, especially, again, with women in transition, and even their men who are in transition, they hand over the paper if they're starting their own business. Where do I go to? What do I do? We have the LinkedIn lady that's in our business to business section who's connected with the person that implements, you know, marketing for you. Well, the Home and Garden is going to really be named, if it is Home and Garden, then we will truly make it a Home and Garden type of selection. Instead of putting the contractors in there, we're literally going to have the garden shops, the patio shops, and things like that. Interior design. It's not just going to be the fluffy stuff. It really is going to be more educational than anything. It's like on the back page you see Think Out Loud, which I have to say it's my sister. I'm plugging my sister at this point. Yeah, legal, more legal, I think, because people are looking for more legal information. Just really informative content. There are so many subjects out there that we can develop and create. I welcome suggestions as well.
And you have quite a few testimonials throughout. But I wanted to jump back a bit. I got ahead of myself. You made some very substantial changes to the publication. And I have to admit, it caught my eye, and I wasn't really specific about what the changes were. But there's been clearly with the front page as well.
We changed the logo. Although it was a lovely logo, I felt that it needed to be revamped. Just like in every business, sometimes you have to just tweak it a little bit. You don't have to make a big change. It reads to more the business, and the crispness of it makes it more professional.
And the color. I mean, the photographs on the front always catch people's attention as well.
We definitely revamped it.
A lot of the articles that are in here are not just for women.
No.
And so men can pick this up, read it, and learn something. If you're a man and you see this laying in a pile in a store and you're a little bit apprehensive about picking it up, pick it up, say it's for your wife or your girlfriend, take it home and read it, because there's interesting stuff in here. And if you can walk away with just one idea.
Actually, with the holiday time frame coming, it might be a good suggestion to pick it up for a lot of reasons.
Sure, you could give it to your significant other as a present.
Well, yes, it's bi-monthly.
You can actually
get a subscription, and you might get some good ideas of some very good massage therapists. There's a whole bunch of great businesses in here.
Now, you had a question about how someone outside of Fairfield County that was intrigued by this concept might be able to go and learn more about publishing their own newspaper.
Yes.
Well, they can give me a call, and I would be happy to give them our CEO's number, Bob Capke. And
how would they reach you? What is there a phone number that they can call you, or an email address?
I have a local phone number, 203-600-4999, and And the email address is F as in Frank, C as in Cat, woman, singular, .jrnl, that's journal without the vowels, @gmail.com.
You know, we've been talking about the buying power of women in general. Not only is it this educational, but women are out there making significant decisions on industries. And I think looking at the website, was I seeing that 94% of us are involved with the final decision on home furnishings?
Absolutely.
And there's some others that are pretty impressive.
Exactly. 93% are based on decisions or pharmaceuticals. Again, 93% on food decisions. 92% vacations. I think that's a little higher. I'm not going to say that too much. But yeah, 99%, I believe. But 92% statistically. Mm-hmm. 91% on new homes. 89% on bank accounts. 85% on auto purchases. 81% riding lawnmowers. 80% on healthcare products. And 66% on PCs.
And we'd never believe riding lawnmowers.
Well, the riding lawnmowers is he can walk, I want to ride.
Exactly. And we get the electric. Now, also, women account for 85% of all consumer purchases.
We absolutely do.
Well, you know, one important statistic, and it's probably
in this, here,
in
Dennis,
this 80% of healthcare, but right. Many, there are statistics about the longevity of single versus married men. Married men live longer, not because they want to.
It's not that we aren't tempted some days, Dennis.
Because it's because there's a woman who's the nudge that says, have you gone to the doctor? You ought to get that check. You ought to do something. And to quell that nudge, they go and get things mm-hmm. resolved, whereas single men have a tendency to let it fester until it becomes a problem. So the fact that 80% of healthcare decisions are made by women is probably to the benefit.
And actually, the 92% on vacations is a terrific investment in both the relationship as well as the health of that, in the case, a male person or a spouse.
Okay. All right, keep us happy and we'll keep you happy.
Thank you so much, Veronica. We want to thank you because you've made us all happy by coming. Thank you for coming
Thanks.
And being a guest.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
We will be right back. Stay tuned.